Alright, you ready? Okay. Even though.
Even though.
Now I'm not sure how I feel.
Now I'm not sure how I feel.
I think I'm anxious.
I think I'm anxious.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
I suddenly have more questions.
I suddenly have more questions.
But I can't think of them.
But I can't think of them.
Nobody told me tapping.
Nobody told me tapping.
Would make me goofy.
Would make me goofy.
I might like goofy.
I might like goofy.
Wouldn't it be nice if I liked goofy?
Wouldn't it be nice if I liked goofy.
Compared to my regular life.
Compared to my regular life.
Goofy might be a vacation.
Goofy might be a vacation.
I don't mind if I feel goofy.
I don't mind if I feel goofy.
As a matter of fact, I want tangible proof.
I want tangible proof.
Evidence.
Evidence.
That this ridiculous tapping
is good for me.
Is profitable for me.
Is profitable for me.
I want to feel goofy.
I want to feel goofy.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
For no reason.
For no reason.
And enjoy it.
And enjoy it.
I can't do that.
I can't do that.
It'll scare me.
It'll scare me.
Because I get scared.
Because I get scared.
If everything stays the same.
If everything stays the same.
And I get scared.
And I get scared.
When everything changes.
When everything changes.
I want to be so goofy.
I want to be so goofy.
I forget. To be scared.
To be scared.
Except on I-10.
Except on I-10.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could allow, a level of goofiness, that reassured me, that I can't actually feel better.
When I was a kid,
we felt goofy on purpose.
We shared goofiness.
We'd spin in a circle
just to feel goofy,
just to fall down
for no reason at all.
I want to remember, that childlike joy
is mine,
is my right.
Not childish emotion
that I have witnessed in every adult,
but childlike
goofiness,
childlike
delight,
childlike
curiosity,
childlike.
Pleasure. I want to just know.
I want to just know.
A bigger. Broader.
Broader.
More expansive.
More expansive.
Experience of me.
Experience of me.
That's all.
That's all.
That's all. And that would be a whole lot easier.
And that would be a whole lot easier.
If when my head was on the pillow. And I thought the words.
And I thought the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
If in that moment.
If in that moment.
I could remember.
I could remember.
I could remember.
I could remember.
That even though I'm capable.
That even though I'm capable.
Of great anxiety.
Of great anxiety.
When my head is on the pillow. And I think the exact words.
And I think the exact words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
That is the time.
That is the time.
To put all anxiety on hold.
To put all anxiety on hold.
Until morning.
Until morning.
And allow myself.
And allow myself.
When my head is on the pillow.
When my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
To remember.
Whatever I need to remember.
Chemically.
Chemically.
Hormonally.
Hormonally.
Mentally.
Mentally.
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
Physically.
Physically.
To sleep.
To sleep.
To sleep deeply.
To sleep deeply.
To get a break from anxiety.
To get a break from anxiety.
To check right out.
To check right out.
Recharge this body.
Recharge this body.
So I can be really good at anxiety.
So I can be really good at anxiety.
The next day.
The next day.
Don't want to do it. Halfway.
Halfway.
Don't want to do a lousy job.
So when my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
I invite my ego.
I invite my ego.
To measure.
To measure.
The quality of my sleep.
The quality of my sleep.
So that when I do worry.
So that when I do worry.
I'm really good at it. When my head is on the pillow. And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
That is my
honor.
Honor. respect and request to my ego to measure the quality, the quantity of my sleep. My ego has done a fabulous job of remaining in anxiety, of marathon hours. And now I ask my ego to measure sleep, the quality, the depth, the comfort, so that I can pick up worry from a refreshed state. I'm ready to work with the ego. Most especially when my head is on the pillow. And I think the words. My head is on the pillow. I'm not skipping out. I'm not taking it easy. I'm getting recharged. Ready for a full human day of sadness, grief, frustration, crazy drivers, anxiety, human life. I'm not skipping anything. So wouldn't it be nice if when my head is on the pillow and I think the words, my head is on the pillow, my ego takes over and orchestrates all that needs to be managed for me to experience deep, restorative, restful, comforting, sleep, where I connect to that bigger, broader, older, wiser part of me in other dimensions, so that I can do justice to the chaos that is my life. And I want to remember I am all of it.
I am all of it.
The anxiety.
The anxiety.
The peace.
The peace.
I am.
I am.
The giving.
The giving.
The receiving.
The receiving.
I am the love.
I am the love.
I am the healing.
I am the healing.
And I am the sadness.
And I am the sadness.
And I am the loss.
And I am the loss.
I am all of it.
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 And it is right.
And it is right.
And it is good.
And it is good.
And it is appropriate.
And it is appropriate.
To be me.
To be me.
Okay, big breath. That's a good one. We have never invited the ego to help us on that.
Nice.
So you guys let me know how that goes, right? Yeah. So you, when your head's on the pillow, you think the words, my head is on the pillow, and you're like, come on, ego. Take over. Do your thing. The ego is always designed to measure, weigh, and compare. Get it involved in sleep, and it will impress you. Okay, so